And welcome, my friends, to the Cool Jazz Set, Music for Cool People. And this is our second hour of This Great American Art, Modern Jazz with Taste, as you like it. We are here every week from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM, streaming at WDCE.net from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Our shows are recorded, as is tonight's, and it'll be posted and available tomorrow, Monday, at CoolJazzSet.com. Just go there and click on the header, Radio Shows. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's always an honor and pleasure to be with you playing this great music. A warm welcome to the other stations that now carry the Cool Jazz Set, WYAP in Clay, West Virginia, the Global Community Radio Station in Geneva, New York, WNPALP at 102.5 FM in Canton, Ohio, the Caribbean Rhythms Radio Station. They are heard on WHIM-FM, the Bandon Community Radio Station, heard on KBOG-FM, Bandon, Oregon, and WLSLLP. They come to you from St. Leo University Radio in Dade City, Florida, and WEJP-LP, they're heard in Wheeling, West Virginia. And, of course, a warm welcome to our regular listeners, including my beautiful granddaughter, Miss Ella June. Thank you all for tuning in. And we'll start off our second hour with our featured artist, Ms. Carol Wellsman, from her album entitled The Language of Love. And this is one of my favorite songs, A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz. And a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be wrong, I may be right, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. That lingered over London town, poor devil moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair that when we kissed and said Square. some mood that lingered over London town. Poor devil moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole wide world seemed upside down. The streets of the town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And when we kissed and said good night, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I know, 'cause I was there that night in Square.
I'm Billy Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
Thank you, Dr. Taylor, for that timely message, music education. Okay, we just heard a nice trio recording. Pianist Alan Broadbent from his album Round to Midnight, and we heard a nice recording of Groovin' High. And the wonderful bass work on that was by Brian Brumberg and Joe LaBarber on drums. Well, speaking of pianists, one of my favorite pianists was a young man that I had great pleasure back in the 60s and the 70s to play with, Tom Garvin. And he passed away in 2011, way too soon. And he made quite a name for himself on the West Coast. He backed Carmen McRae, Diana Shore, Lou Rawls, oh goodness, a bunch of people. Played with the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra and was just a marvelous young man. And he was so much fun to play with, full of great humor. Here's an album entitled Tom Garvin Alone, and this is him playing Everything Happens to Me. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you. think of his name. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame. My new lovers all seem so tame, for I haven't met a gent so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. And I can't even think of his name. I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. And I can't even think of his name. I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame.
And vocalist Ruth Cameron from her album entitled Roadhouse, and featured in addition to Ruth on vocals, Charlie Hayden, her husband, by the way, on bass, Alan Broadbent on piano, Ralph Moore, that nice tenor sax, Ruth Cameron. And this is a really nice album. Ruth Cameron, entitled Roadhouse, is the album. That was My Old Flame. Okay, here's a great Oscar Peterson quartet from his album Time After Time. And the title of the piece is Cool Walk, the Great Oscar. the great Oscar Peterson with a nice quartet featuring Joe Pass on guitar, Dave Young, the bassist, and Martin Drew on drums. And that was recorded back in 1986 live in L.A. Cool Walk, the name of the tune, written by Oscar. Okay, our featured artist tonight, as you know, has been the wonderful Miss Carol Wellsman. And this is a piece from her album entitled Swing Ladies Swing, a tribute to the singers of the swing era. And this is her arrangement of Never Let Me Go.
Never let me go. Love me much too much. If you let me go, life would lose its touch. Where would I be without you? There's no hope for me without you. Never let me go. I'd be so lost if you went away. There'd be so without you. thank you. because of one caress, my world was overturned from the very start. All my bridges burned by my flaming. You couldn't hurt me, could you? You wouldn't leave me, would you? Never let me go. Never.
Great recording by Miss Carol Wellsman, and she's our featured artist tonight. Hope you've enjoyed the music. Let me tell you that she has a great website, and it's Carol Wellsman, W-E-L-S-M-A-N, carolwellsman.com. She has a lot of great recordings available, and also you can see where she's going to be performing. So please check her out. She's terrific. Okay, here's a nice recording done some years ago by vibraphonist Eric Niemeyer, Like Someone in Love.
Thank you.
vibraphonist Eric Niemeyer, like Someone in Love. Okay, we'll finish up the second hour with a 1962 recording by the Cal Jada Quartet. And this was recorded at the Black Hawk in San Francisco, and this is Stomping at the Savoy.
Goodbye.
And it's about that time for me to say goodbye for tonight. It's been great to be here with you. Hope you enjoyed the music. If you'd like to hear more of it, I've got almost 100 hours of music, great jazz, on my website. Just go to cooljazzset.com and click on the header radio shows, and you will see both of tonight's one-hour segments as well as almost 100 hours of music from previous shows, and you're welcome to download and listen to as much as you like. But it's been great to be here tonight. It's hot outside, but cool inside. Jazz is always cool in here. I look forward to seeing you next week, same time, same station. And until then, keep a song in your heart and be well.
When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. Major to minor, every time we